News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Well, let's stay with this issue about reimagining Dublin and reimagining Drury Street, which, of course, is just around the corner here from us in News Talk in the centre of Dublin. Federico Minieri is the architect and town planner who's worked on major urban projects in cities like London and Dublin. He believes Dublin needs to, London and Barcelona, I should say. He believes Dublin needs to move beyond half measures when it comes to reimagining its public spaces. Federico, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. We've been chatting a little bit on the show already about what you're proposing, but just outline your vision for Drury Street in Dublin.
Yeah, hi, good morning. So, basically for Drury Street, what I'm against really is the half pedestrianization of these streets around Dublin, which I feel they give a bit of a glimpse of what's possible, but don't give you the full, you know, advantage of what pedestrianization can do to a city. My vision for Drury Street really is a full pedestrianization with one leveling, meaning we take away the sidewalks, we keep removing the street actually in the middle, which even on South William Street, which is mostly pedestrianized. I think the human mind, we're just inclined not to walk on a street, so we don't really take advantage of the whole space. That way, we can add, you know, ambient lighting, a bit more permanent furniture, greenery, everything on this street, just to make it a bit more planned, a bit more allow, you know, people to really enjoy the spaces to its maximum full potential, really. And then after certain hours, traffic can access it, let's say off-peak from about midnight to 6 a.m. We can do loading, we can do bin collection, but it really allows during those peak hours that people can, you know, congregate and really use the space to the maximum.
Okay, you've spoken, your interview with Sarah Burke in The Independent, you said everything in Dublin feels temporary.
Yeah.
So how do you address that?
Yeah, well, I grew up in Dublin and then I moved to London and I've traveled a bit for work. So I've managed to see a bit around the place. I feel since COVID, there's been some sort of initiative. You can see they've tried to better our city. So I'm not giving full, you know, negativity. I feel every change that's been done by the council, because obviously that's who I think is responsible for this, just feels temporary in terms of we have, you know, the bicycle bollards, for example, that are just placed there instead of doing proper bicycle lanes. We have these outdoor cafe areas with these very cheap, you know, dividers. We have cheap planting, which I keep on seeing around the city center. Always broken, plants are missing. So it's really, I sort of see the action is, it starts well, but it's just done as something temporary, almost with a promise of something that's going to come, something better, but it never really comes.
For what it's worth, I completely agree with you. And I think it's something we need to do more of in Dublin. And I totally accept the point you're making about other European cities. I suppose where I have a concern, and I'm not saying we shouldn't do this, we shouldn't do it because of this, but where I do have a concern is we are different in Ireland to other European cities in that I don't think we have the same level of respect for public open spaces that they do on the continent. You know, you see what Drury Street looks like on a Sunday morning, just the amount of rubbish strewn around. I mean, it's a disgrace when you look there. There isn't that same respect. And I also wonder how we socialise. If you go to cities like Copenhagen or Paris or Antwerp, any of those cities, people are, yes, drinking outdoors, but they're doing it sitting around tables of cafes. They're not sitting on curbs or they're not sitting on the street drinking from cans of beer, which we tend to do. Do you have any concerns about how that, you know, how it might work because of that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I personally think, that's just my opinion, that we drink on curbs because of, not out of choice, though. I think we really, young people, but people really of all ages in Dublin, I'll make an example with Dublin because I don't know for the rest of Ireland, but we don't actually have a choice. So I think if they had the option of actually sitting on a nice bench or at a table somewhere, first of all, they do that. I had the chance of enjoying Drury Street, and I've noticed the lack of bins. That's a big one. Even during the canal, when people congregate, you know, to drink and everything, I don't. I really think that in truth, Irish people, we're really respectful about our spaces. My family's part Italian, and Italians don't have the best reputation sometimes for care and attention for their city. But when we're giving the means to be able to maintain a city, and slowly that gets ingrained into us, even with policing, maybe, but just you can force people to bin, you know, your drink after you're gone. But at the moment, there's no facilities for people to do it. I've actually seen absence of bins. So I really don't understand how, you know, some people expect the young, people drinking, for example, or just congregating, how they can maintain this.
And just very lastly and very briefly, the concerns of retailers on Drury Street about how the street is operating at the moment, and, you know, people sitting at the curb or on their doorstep, and they think it's off-putting to shoppers.
Well, yeah, I mean, they are, as I said, one of my main opposition always is local shops that are not in the hospitality, you know, retailers. But I really, the truth is, I think we can't build a vibrant, people-focused spaces while holding on to like a shop here and then leave mentality. These streets are not corridors for commerce. They're soul of a community. And, you know, even though it might be controversial, if we return to the core principle that cities need to be shaped around the needs of the people, not stakeholders. Dublin is not a city. It's not a business. It's a city, you know. So
right. Interesting, Federico. We will watch with interest to see how this unfolds. Federico Minieri, architect and town planner. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.